This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It has been just a horrible winter up in the Pacific Northwest. Washington and Oregon are just now drying out from one of the coldest and snowiest winters on record, which means farmers, beholden to the weather in the best of times, are already behind the power curve. Potato farmers specifically are a month behind in their planting. And as Anna King from the Northwest News Network reports, that is not going to mean anything good for your French fries.
Ed Snyder has grown French fry making spuds for 40 years. Recently, we walked out in the snow to inspect his unplanted fields. Huge irrigation machines fan out in the distance, dark skeletons against the dirty snow and matching sky.
I mean, this is unheard of. We usually plant last couple of days of February and for sure going by March 1. There's been some other years when we're delayed 3 or 4 days. But never 4 weeks, so.
A cool spring, along with this late start, could throw his yields off 30 to 40%.
We need some warm, yeah.
Across the Northwest, winter weather has delayed the planting of many crops, but potatoes are on a precise and tight growing schedule. Washington, Oregon, and Idaho farmers grow about 70% of the potatoes for the nation's French fries, and processed potatoes like hash browns and tots. And there's more demand than usual this year, because last year, a freeze in other parts of the country drew down Northwest supplies. So processors need the fresh crop harvested soon.
Come, you know, the 1st of July, 2nd week in July, they typically run out of potatoes.
Chris Voigt is the head of the Washington State Potato Commission. Typically, those processors hold 34 days worth of frozen fries at the ready.
So let's say you have to dip into your freezer to meet demand and you go from 34 days down to like 28 days. Dipping into the 20s, even though there's still 28 days of French fries available for the rest of the country, you could experience some spot shortages just because, you know, it's going to take some time to get potatoes from Pasco, Washington or French fries to Miami, Florida.
To feed that crispy golden demand, nearly all Northwest potato growers sign a contract with their processors that sets a hard deadline for the day they have to dig up the spuds. And farmers are paid by the ton for whatever comes out of the ground at that time.
It's scary because, you know, your livelihood's on the line here.
So if potatoes come out small because they haven't had a full growing season, farmers don't make as much money. This year, the late planted spuds will likely weigh less, and that will hurt farmers' income.
20% loss is you're in the red. You know, your kid's not going to college this year if you run across something like that.
Potatoes bump along a conveyor belt where they are washed with dozens of sprayers sized and bagged for the supermarkets. Jared Balcom's family has owned this potato farming and fresh pack company in Pasco for four generations.
We need to have a really nice spring, a really nice summer from Mother Nature to make sure that our crop finishes out the way that it's supposed to.
These are the last of the potatoes he held over from the previous harvest. But at this rate, he expects to run out soon. In Pasco, Washington, I'm Anna King for Marketplace.